previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
So you set up your LLC, then a website.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Then you need to figure out like what area and what field you're going to go in. Mm-hmm. That's really what courage for me. Me and E.T. had to have a very hard conversation because I was seeing the big homie do his thing. Yeah. And I'm like, man, he a pastor. You know what I'm saying? He doing corporate. He be in school. So shoot, I want to do all of that.
Yeah.
I was already speaking at churches in school. So I had a corporate tab. I had a church tab. And I had a school tab. And he hit me and was just like, bro, you looking like a handyman. I was like, but I'm nice with it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, but when you get to that top tier, you need to be an expert in that space. Mm-hmm. So he was like, you need to change and just choose one field. And I was like, but you're doing all of them. He was like, yeah, but when you go to my website, it's pushing one main thing.
Yeah.
He says, the word said your gifts will make room for you. So I was like, man. So I was like, I didn't want to do it, but I cut corporate. Because matter of fact, shout out to DeJuan, who I'm about to pick up. He got me my first corporate, not my first corporate gig, but my first one for 10 grand.
Mm.
Yeah, that thing hit special. Mm. Had no clue that was small compared to what I would get in the educational space. I need to tell you about that too. But so anyway.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, okay, tell us about it. Right. So I hit the reset and I changed it. I took off corporate, but I still had churches and schools and I was struggling. So he was like, he hit me and was like, you got to make a decision. I was like, man, I'm asking for a sign. My man texted me back and was like, signs are for the weak. Mm. I said, okay, now you being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the big homie. Come on, bro. He's like, bro, signs are for the weak. God has already really blessed both areas. Mm. Just what's your offering? So I had to ask myself, okay, what can I make the biggest impact in? As opposed to waiting for the weekend to speak and then leaving that church or conference and then their shepherd's still pastoring. If I go to schools, it's wide open. Kids out here cutting themselves. They depressed. Anxiety is high. They bullying. They fighting. They dropping out of school. They having sex as early as one school that I went to fourth and fifth grade. Thinking like, how is that even, you know what I'm saying? Like they dealing with some heavy stuff. They cutting, suicidal thoughts. Like it's some heavy stuff. And so I realized I can bear way more fruit. I can reach way more people. I can connect and make a bigger impact in the educational space. And I still get to do corporate and organizations. I'm going to Miami in 2 weeks to speak for this big doctors and nurses event. And I got to dress up for it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like this bougie, like black tie event. So I'm going to fly into South Beach, me and my wife, and speak for this event. And then head right back. Actually, we'll probably stay there for a couple of days and
what's
kick. You know what I'm saying?
What's the commission?
I don't want to put that out.
You don't want to say it. Over 10?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? But it's one of those things to where you want it to be mutual. Mm. And I get to work with the people and build. And so I changed it and went all in with schools. And it's like overnight, everything changed.
Yo, but I don't want y'all to think it's overnight because there's some behind the scenes conversations that we had. Mm-hmm. I remember the process.
Right.
When we was all on tour together.
Right,
me, Inky,
right. Yeah.
And CJ, it was CJ like, you got to pick one. And then Jeremy called me, or I called Jeremy. We just talking. He's like, yo, bro, they doing their thing, but they at a certain level. But I mean, I got it all on my website. I want people to be able to pick and choose. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, I ain't feeling it. It wasn't like, oh, E.T. said it.
I'm trying to eat everything that come my way.
I just want y'all to know. That's what happened.
Yep.
And then eventually he was like, yo, I'm about to go all in. Yep.
And when I made that decision, it's like the floodgates opened up. Because I didn't realize it was a bunch of people going to my website. But because they was confused, it's like, oh, he all over the place. Yeah, I'm going to go to somebody else that seems like a specialist in this field.
So your first advice is for my speakers out there,
yeah,
be a specialist in something.
First. Second, first, know that you can do this. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. There are still some people that's listening and watching that probably feel like I'm not cut out for it. I don't know how to speak. Like they got to get over that first. Mm-hmm. And realize that you have been called to share it. They say it's only a testimony if you testify. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to be willing to share it. So you are worthy. You are good enough. You do have what it takes. The question is, are you willing to be open and vulnerable? Then when you say, okay, I am ready to share it. You know what I'm saying? I am ready to get out here. That's when you can go and say, okay, now it's time for me to say, okay, now what area and field am I going in? Because people don't realize this, man. I feel like the enemy is afraid of people stepping out and sharing their stories and testifying and saying, hey, this is where I was. This is where I am now. If I can do it, you can do it too.
All right, look, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I got to tell you, finally, you asked for it. And we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together a community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now,
there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated. Okay, thank you so much. Now back to the episode.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling people, like, yo, you got to be willing to step out here and realize it's not even about you. Mm-hmm. People say, man, Jeremy, you're able to speak so boldly. Like, don't you care about what people say? Like, nah, because it's not about me. Yeah. I don't care what people say about me. Like, I want people to win. I want people to be vibrant and be happy, to be encouraged. I want them to bounce back. And so for me, it's easy. But then once you get over that, then it's like, yes, choose a lane or choose a field. And if you're not sure, date around before you marry it. I tell people to date around. I got some people I'm coaching now. They getting some checks here. They getting some checks there in different industries. I'm like, that's cool. But give it 6 months to a year to where you can see and feel like, okay, I'm getting more here. I'm getting more demand here. My story more aligns here. But there are some people that know you ain't got no business doing corporate. Mm-hmm. You ain't even got a corporate background. Yeah. You hadn't even hit 60 grand a year. Now I can show you how to do 60 grand, you know what I'm saying, in a few months. You know what I'm saying? But like, you hadn't even did that. Yeah. So maybe that's not your field. Maybe it is inner city youth. Maybe it is women because you've been molested or you've been hurt or you've been abused and your heart been broken. Like, maybe it is, you know what I'm saying, schools. Maybe it is colleges. Like, but don't go into a field you ain't got no business in. But for the people that's like, man, I could do this and I could do that and I could be credible in both, then date around. And then put a ring on it.
I feel like you're talking to me, man, because I have, golly. Because I remember I want to do schools, right? Uh-huh. Because I am truly gifted in being able to connect with the youth and being able to explain certain things in a very simplistic way, right? Sure. So I feel like I'm gifted in that way. But I also do corporate gigs because now I don't teach people, you know, companies how to scale their business from 5 million to 10 million, but I understand how to create a culture. Mm-hmm. And I teach on communication. So I have a contract with a company out in California. Shout out to my man Ray, where I'm just teaching the culture. How do we create a better environment here?
Right.
That I know how to do. But then it was at one point I wanted to focus strictly on conferences for entrepreneurship because that is my lane. So maybe that's why I don't push speaking gigs like that, but I'm confused even right now.
You would kill if.
All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof.
You did. Like, if you was like, yo, Jay, I'm going to do a few conferences and I still got all these different things going, but I'm about to really take my speaking career serious. I mean, like, you would get so many more opportunities that would naturally come your way. Like, that's just how the world works. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you put yourself out there and you make a commitment to something, like, that destiny is committed back to you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got somebody that just signed up for our community a few days ago, and I ain't saying it's going to be for everybody, but my man was just like, yo, before I was even able to get through all the modules, I just got a speaking engagement for $5,000. And he's just like, I just feel like it's because I took myself serious. I tell people all the time, if you take you serious, like the world will take you serious. If you, how can you expect others to cut a check and you invest in you if you're not willing to invest in yourself? You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling people like, yo, you got to be willing to go all in. So for you, if you chose and said, I want to do this, I want to do that, cool. But you different. You like a unicorn, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I haven't met nobody that can teach as casually as you and make it so crystal clear and so plain. So I can see you standing before the people and do one school and teach them entrepreneurship, then go to a conference and teach entrepreneurship, but then also go to a company and talk about systems and culture. I can see that because all of that runs in a sense together.
But So what do I put on my website? Because I would have to have a front-facing, this is what I'm about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what you would have to narrow down.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, I get all these different invitations. And then some stuff, like so when I'm doing this thing with nurses and doctors, that's not even my field. But because they've seen me speak other places and I get recommended and then they want to be connected, they like, yo, we know if you can connect with the hearts of these teachers and administrators and students, we know you can connect with the hearts of these doctors and nurses who were tired after COVID. They want to have like this big celebration bash. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're still in the pandemic, they like, man, we need somebody that can breathe life to encourage them, make them feel good, love on them, and give them the strength to finish this thing.
But you're not going to put...
But you don't see any of that on my website.
Right.
You're not going to see that.
Got
when you go to my website, because I'll probably say 80% of my speaking engagements are in the educational space.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at all of the speaking engagements under my educational space, 40% are teachers and 60% are students. Yeah. But when you look at the totality of all the invitations I get, 80% are in that educational space. And then the other 20% are corporations, organizations, churches, et cetera.
Dang, I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So we pick our niche. First off, how do we know if we dope or not? I done had so many people like, yo, I'm a gifted speaker. I'm nice. And you're trash. You sound like everybody else.
Well, that's where coaching comes in. I've got some people now that sign up because they like, well, I need to be connected. You know what I'm saying? I need to be able to hear from you on a regular basis. Like, I need that. I need the accountability. I need the game, but I'm a little nervous. And it's like, yo, you need that coaching to kind of shake that nervousness. But sometimes you got to just sign up and go all in. And it's an art to it. It's an art to being able to putting out your story and knowing what parts of your story to share, what parts to admit, like figuring out what your target audience is. Like, we break all that down. Then we have another thing where me and my wife are both on camera teaching how to set up the business, the LLC, the taxes, like all of that, how to get the tax breaks and everything so that you win.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like some people might not be gifted and talented, but they might have the heart. That's all you need. You know what it is, bro. Average skill, as E.T. taught us years ago, average skill, phenomenal will. Yeah. So there are some people that's not really gifted and talented in the areas of speaking, but they got a powerful story or they have a heart for people. Because I got some people that signed up for our program that I'm coaching in our community. They don't even have a painful story, but they got a heart for people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all I need is a heart that beats. That beats love, that beats hope, that beats optimistic. All I need is a heart that says, you know what, you're struggling and I want to help you. Let me connect with you. I can do the rest from there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Scenario, you are dropped off in a city. Let's say you get dropped off in, I don't know, Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Or you move to Chicago and you want to start getting speaking gigs. What are you looking for?
First, you need to ask yourself, all right, so we've identified, we got the heart for it, we have a story we want to share,
correct,
and we know what field we're going in. We're going to schools. One thing I teach my people, I'm going to give some game now. Can I give some game?
Yes, sir, please.
Is I tell them to set up a list. If you're here, then you look in the 15-minute surrounding area, north, south, east, west, make a list of all the schools. And when you write down East School, David Shands Elementary School, you write down the principal's name and email. All of this stuff is online. And then every school has assistant principals and counselors. Mm. I don't even have the data. Some counselors book me. Some assistant principals book me. Some principals book me. Some superintendents book me, right? You write down all their names and emails. You have a blanket email, right? And that's something else you get in our community. We give you all the games, so we write those emails for you.
Really?
Because sometimes you can put together some stupid stuff, and then they're like, oh, amateur, I'm going to keep moving.
Can you send me one?
I will fund this. You, I can't tell them on here.
Right, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Can you send it to my
email? Yeah, absolutely.
I want to just
remind me because I'll forget.
Yeah, for sure.
I will cap and be like,
yeah. And like send it to us because I really. Or my two things at schools and okay, go ahead.
So you send that set email out, and then you send it to all of them, and then you follow up with a second email, and then you with the response, you put the RE with the little colon, and then you send it out a second time because principals they be busy. But the reason why some people, you know,
RE
I
with
used the
colon?
To. Yeah. You know how it is, like if I send you an email and you respond,
it don't just have the
title of the subject. Yeah. It has the RE. It shows that you're responding to me.
Right.
So when you send out an email, even if it's a fresh email and you put that RE with the colon, it makes them feel like, oh, they're responding to me.
Oh.
And they're more inclined to open it. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's what I have. That's just one of the many, many, many gems that I give our people. And that's how you get a much higher open rate on those emails.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it, and we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon. We put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay, so check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning this week from all across the country? You'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for $1 this whole week. And I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for $1 this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, $1. I'm going to give you all this for $1. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.